Texte numéro 118. Unhealthy American adults. 9 out of 10 American adults are unhealthy, and much of that comes down to the food they eat, according to the experts, who say it might be time for the government to step in and regulate what Americans put in their mouths. This is the only segment of our economy where we have the majority of products being knowingly dangerous, says Dr. Mozafarian, a cardiologist. There's no way we leave car safety, home safety, mattress safety, cell phone safety to the consumer. If there's stuff that's hurting people, we get rid of it. When you have 9 out of 10 adults being unhealthy, largely due to diet-related illnesses, you know we have a broken system. Americans' consumption of junk food isn't helping. A 17-year study found that junk foods account for 1 in every 5 calories for children and 1 in every 7 calories for adults. Those foods can be hard to resist because they contain things the body needs. Junk foods are basically sweet, salt, and fat, and these are things that are very necessary to live. They are energy providing, says Linda Bartosz, a professor of human nutrition. As we grow older and get past the age of having children, the intake of these things that were so important when we were young becomes hazardous. We overdo it. We take in too much salt, too much sugar, too much fat, and it produces all kinds of illnesses. The problem, she says, is that our bodies are not built to tell us when enough is enough. In the 1960s, the United States focused on eradicating hunger. In the 1990s, the emphasis was on food insecurity. Mozafarian is among the US health experts calling for a shift in focus from food security to nutrition security to address the lack of health among American adults. He would like to see the federal government take the lead by improving nutrition in already existing food programs. That approach would include medically tailored meals, home-delivered healthy meals, and nutrition education for healthcare workers, including the future doctors currently in medical school. The last time the White House held a conference on food, nutrition, and health was in 1969. The panel advised President Richard Nixon on ending hunger and malnutrition among poor people in the United States and influenced America's nutrition agenda for decades afterward. In the meantime, both Bartosz and Mozafarian would like to see more money put toward research. And while Mozafarian believes nutritional education is important, he says repairing the food Americans eat is most critical. We're going to need to fix the food right so that parents and kids who are busy and out wanting to enjoy their lives can get nutritious, affordable food, he says. Adapted from Voice of America, October 2021.